Hello, everyone. My name is Rochelle Innocent, and I'm the founder and CEO of Project Purpose. Welcome to our channel. Our community is focused on fostering the intellectual and character development in children. We do this through our parent-child workshops that are focused on four themes: autonomy, self-efficacy, compassion, and self-concept, in order to cultivate grit, perseverance, and resilience in each child. And we are so thrilled to be offering one of the first of its kind digital, virtual, and continuous learning environments, enabling parents and children to connect from all around the world. At Project Purpose, our overarching mandate is to renew and rebuild family, community, and relationships. Our different social media platforms provide us with an opportunity to have discussions and to create space on all topics that relate to family, community, and relationships with ourselves as well as with others, with a primary focus on mental health and education. More precisely, the ways that the institutions of mental health and education play a role and have played a role in our societies at large. These discussions and debates provide us with an opportunity to think critically about what needs to change within these structures for us to live up to our bold slogan, support, protect, and empower each child through youth-focused development. Better known as leadership in juvenescence, we recognize that in valuing our children's leadership potential, that also translates as recreating and co-creating environments, both socially and politically, that will enable our children to thrive. For those of you who are particularly keen on the topic, we also write thought pieces every other Sunday. We have a thought piece scheduled to drop this upcoming Sunday, so be sure to meander over to the website and check out our online content. Now, if it is the case that you are looking for a listening alternative, well, we're available on 12 different podcast platforms for your listening leisure, and we've provided you with access to the links in the description down below. Now, as is the convention, be sure to subscribe, hit that post notification bell so that you are aware of every time we post. And of course, if you like these conversations and you want to keep them going, like, comment, and share this segment. Let's get into it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another segment here on Project Purpose. For those of you who are new, we cover topics that relate to mental health, mental wellness, and education on a week-by-week basis. And today the topic of discussion is education. And on the conversation of education, we're going to be talking about the education that starts at home, and we're going to be talking about emotional access. So a lot of people show up in the world wide open, ready to build connections, to make relationships, and to have beautiful experiences. And I mean, why not? Why not approach life, the world, that way? But sometimes we're not received with the same energy. And I think it is really important that we learn this at home as a key fundamental, that emotional access is a privilege. It is not a right. And it's often a privilege that we don't know that we can rescind. And as someone who very consciously chooses to what extent I am emotionally accessible, I think that it's a skill that everyone needs to leverage. It's one of those important life skills that we don't spend enough time imparting on our children and on those who are looking to find a way to create emotional distance when it involves creating a certain degree of psychological safety. So I'm here to talk a little bit about some of the rules of and engagement when it comes to emotional access. And I think that it's really great to show up with your arms wide open when you're being received by people who are offering you the same energy. And for the most part, it's really hard to not respond positively to positive energy. So I think it's really important that if it is the case that you come into a space, you come into a room where immediately the openness, the readiness to make connections, to make experiences is met with coldness, is met with hostility or any degree of negativity, that isn't a signal that there's something wrong with you, but it is definitely a signal that there needs to be an adjustment in your emotional accessibility with those individuals. I think that it's really important that we recognize that a lot of how people, if not all of how people behave around us, is a signal of them and what they're going through and their journey, and it's not something for us to internalize. And I think that this isn't communicated enough. A lot of us, when it is the case that someone chooses to be hostile, we immediately question ourselves, we question our delivery, we question if whether or not we, you know, made a faux pas, we did something wrong. And it's really important to be conscientious, but if you know that you had the best of intentions. And all you were looking for was to have great experiences, make connections, and meet new people and have conversation, and you're met with hostility or with coldness, then it's important that you recognize that there's always another side to that coin. There's always that person, their intentions, what it is that they're looking for in that relationship and that dynamic with you that we seem to forget in our inner dialogue when we're trying to figure out, well, what did I do wrong? A lot of the times you did absolutely nothing wrong. It's just that person has decided that you, for whatever reason, get under their skin. And I think that it's fine. I think we should all just be more open to the idea that we're not everyone's cup of tea. I think it will help us embrace our authenticity. It will help us embrace our individuality. But I think it also involves being very mindful of the fact that if someone doesn't think that you're their cup of tea, it's not personal. It's their loss at the end of the day. And there's a lot of different ways that this translates. Very few people will come right out and say, hey, you're not my cup of tea. This will translate in different behaviors, and sometimes they're unintentional behaviors. So if someone is cold to you, if someone is mean to you, they're being hostile towards you for no reason, like, you know, you didn't intend, you didn't do anything that would warrant that kind of reaction, then there's something about your energy, your light, your shine that irks them. And that's for them to deal with on their journey. All to say, I think that the appropriate response to someone who's not responding in kind, positive energy, is to retract a little bit. And not retract by giving the negative energy that they're giving. Don't match that energy. Don't like lower yourself to that level. But I think maintain like your disposition, but emotionally, it doesn't even need to be word spoken. You retract some of what that openness that you originally had offered at the table. I think that it's really important that we recognize that relationships can be personal or they can be transactional. And if someone is being very negative towards you, being very cold towards you, then we can choose to move from personal to transactional if it is the case that we have to interact with this person. For me, if it's in my personal life, if someone's being rude, being cold, being very closed off, then I'm comfortable pivoting my attention elsewhere and just not engaging with them. But if I'm in a professional environment and this is how someone's choosing to behave, I will not personalize it. I will not give it attention. I will not give it energy. I just internally pivot that relationship as a transactional one and not a personal one. Therefore, nothing that they do, none of the negative vibes they're sending my way are going to be internalized. I leave them at the gate. And I think very few of us do this. We internalize all of the energy that it is that we're receiving from people. And I think we need to be selective about the energy that we're receiving, especially if we're very intent on giving out positive energy, on being kind to people, on being open and receptive to people. I mean, if we're not getting that back, we don't need to keep getting whatever it is they've decided to provide as an alternative. So I have three levels to this. So I always show up open. I'm always open and ready to mingle. But if I do meet with some resistance, I'm completely fine to be limited. So limited in the way that I interact with that person. So I can be professional, I can be cordial, I can be polite, and I'll always be polite. I don't see the point in being rude and being nasty. We're not children anymore. I mean, the people that I interact with aren't children. And if I'm interacting with children, I want to be the example and I want to set the tone for, you know, what positive behavior looks like or what a cordial and respectful behavior looks like. And I think that it is something best modeled at the end of the day. But I will be limited, right? I'm not going to be as open because now I'm doubting if whether or not I want to offer you the privilege of my energy or offer you the privilege of having access to me or offer you the privilege of having a relationship with me. And I'm always open to like having relationships with everyone and anyone, but if you don't match my energy, then that now becomes a question as opposed to an open-ended statement, right? And I think that at the end of the day, after a couple of tries, if it's not that you're having a bad day, if this is just your disposition, then it's rescinded and revoked, which means it will always be a transactional relationship if it is the case that I have to interact with you. But if I don't have to interact with you, then I won't. Emotional access revoked. And too few of us make this conscious choice to look at the person in front of us who's being rude, who's being nasty, in whatever way, shape, or form that it is, rather than internalize it and rise above it and try to swallow the bitter pill that is that relationship that you're really struggling and grinding your teeth through. You just choose internally to revoke emotional access. It's like, you know what, I'll interact with you as is appropriate, but I'm not going to personalize any of your behavior. Your behavior is just negative, it's just toxic, and it's simply just not for me. So I think a lot of us need to be more conscientious, more mindful about who it is we give emotional access to, because we can have conversations with people. It doesn't need to be something that we're emotionally open and available towards. And I think emotionally closed, emotional available is something that we often are overlooking. But I think a lot of us show up in this world emotionally available and we increase our emotional availability and respond to someone who's emotionally close to us. And I think that it's important that we value our emotional availability, we value our emotional energy. And if someone's not matching our emotional energy, we either match them at the energy that they're providing, if it's not rude, but it's not, you know, the warmest. But if it is that they're really trying to be hostile and trying to be nasty, then we just pivot our attention elsewhere and close ourselves emotionally to that interaction, to that connection. And we make the conscious choice to be closed to creating emotional connection with those kinds of individuals. And it's important that we become more mindful, more intentional about what relationships we stay emotionally open to and what relationships that we are emotionally closed to. So that's the feedback for today. Emotional access, making conscious decisions as to who has complete emotional access, who has limited emotional access, and who you have rescinded and revoked emotional access because of the way that those relationships have translated. So that is it for you, some food for thought for you. And this is a great mental exercise. If you have a lot of friends or a lot of people in your circle, but not all of them have the same degree of emotional accessibility in the way that they interact with you, if some of them are interacting with you with very limited emotional accessibility, then this is the time to make the exercise so that you don't feel wrong, that you don't feel out in the cold. In any case, that was it for today, but definitely not all. Now, before letting you go, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that we will be going live at least twice a month, every month for the foreseeable future on our Facebook page, so definitely be sure to tune in. Now, these events are paid events, so if you do see yourself participating in our community on an ongoing basis, then I do suggest that you take a look at one of our package plans. Yes, so we do offer package plans over and above our live events, as well as access to webinars and workshops largely focused on self-mastery over and above these events. So definitely check it out. Be part of our game changer community, being part of the change that you want to see, allowing us a small role to play in your journey. We are on the road to 1K, so we invite you to follow us across all of our social media platforms, and we look forward to chatting with all of you very soon. We'll talk to you later.